Farm fields and woodlots could become homes and townhouses on Lockhart Road. A public meeting was held Wednesday evening for an application to rezone 830, 864 and 912 Lockhart Road, which is needed to build 338 residences on these 69 acres east of Yonge Street in South Barrie. "We need more housing, we hear that," said Cowan. Bryn Hamilton, who represents this part of Barrie, "I think this a very well thought out plan, I think it fits in very well with the area. I think there's a good use of space here in terms of the trail networks and the park size. This land contains agricultural fields and natural heritage features, or woodlots, and is located on the north side of Lockhart Road, centered between the future Hewitt's South Plan of Subdivision and the Hewitt's Gate, Bistro 6 Plans of Subdivision, condominium currently under construction. The Lockhart Plan of Subdivision would comprise 121 single detached homes, 217th Street townhouses, two future lots, blocks, roadways, stormwater management and drainage, along with environmental protection land. There would be a park of 2.2 acres, in addition to a 5-acre park previously approved." Kathy Kolbach, an Allendale resident, was the only member of the public who spoke at the public meeting and expressed some concerns about the housing mix. "Hopefully we're looking at creating complete communities, and so when I look at this development, it doesn't look like a complete community to me, in terms of there are no sort of triplexes, fourplexes, a four-story rental apartment building, etc.," she said. "And also, do we have affordable? Is there affordable housing as a part of this build as well?" Kolbach added. "In the urban center, downtown core and then our neighborhoods, we're building second suites and third suites and we're putting in accessory dwelling units to meet our provincial housing commitments. Then we're not doing that here in this subdivision." Kolbach's questions are to be addressed in the staff report dealing with this rezoning application. The rezoning would be from Agricultural General and Environmental Protection, EP, to Residential Single Detached Dwelling 5th Density, Open Space and EP. A neighborhood meeting was not held for the rezoning application, by Pratt Construction, as is standard in the former Hewitt's secondary plan area, given the limited number of immediately adjacent landowners and that most landowners are part of the Hewitt's secondary plan landowners group, and aware of plans for this property. A public meeting is one of the first steps in Barrie's planning process. A staff report on the rezoning application for General Committee is anticipated in late 2024 for consideration. Should City Council approve the proposed rezoning, planning staff would be in a position to issue draft plan approval for the concurrent draft plan of subdivision application.